This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show about life's appetites. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. It is time to play Stump the Cook, the Splendid Table refrigerator game. Now, here's how it works. A listener calls in with five things that are really in their refrigerator. I have to come up with a dish with those five ingredients that the caller would really eat. And the final judgment comes from our celebrity guest, Stump Master. Now, this week, it is the playwright and actor who moonlights on weekends at NPR. He's Peter Sagal. He's host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Hey, Peter, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, Lynn. I'm thrilled.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Am I ready for this?
Yeah.
I've been ready my whole life. Wow. I've been waiting for someone to actually treat me as an authority on food.
Okay, now.
And I don't know why it's taken so long, so let's get going.
All right, now just remember one thing. First of all,
yes.
You were born in New Jersey and I was born in New Jersey, so we have a bond, right? And we
yes,
stick together.
Yes, my job is to judge your results harshly.
Oh, please.
Is this
please.
What I'm getting? Oh, yes.
Okay, now, we have got a player waiting in the wings. He's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Tim, are you there? Welcome.
Yes, I am. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Tim.
Okay. All right. Now, Tim, you know how we play the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So five things that are really in your refrigerator at this very moment.
Okay. Maple syrup.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Beef kielbasa. And these are regional items.
Quit now, Lynn.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, it gets better.
All right. Okay. Okay.
A local porter. Beer, dark beer.
Okay, porter, dark beer. All right, okay, it's still okay, yeah.
Fresh coconut.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That one's not local.
Yeah.
And neither is this one. This is something from, I lived in New Orleans for a couple of years, and we can get it at a local produce shop here called Alligator Pears, or Merlotons.
Alligator Pears.
Yeah. They're a very mild, almost like a summer squash. They're about the size of your fist, and they're usually either steamed or stuffed and roasted.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
So I just want to say, by the way, beef, maple syrup, coconut, and alligator pears was my family's Seder growing up. So this is all very familiar to me.
Now, just so that everybody understands that I'm not working solely with five ingredients, I do, with our game, get salt, pepper, water, a choice of fat, and three ingredients that, Tim, that you really have on hand, okay?
Okay.
You're going to slice the kielbasa, okay, into long strips. It's almost going to look like really thick bacon, okay? And you're going to marinate it in the beer and the maple syrup. And then you're going to take some bacon fat. This blows the Seder. Peter, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know, we were non-traditional anyway with the coconut and the kielbasa, so I think that really is not going to hurt. Go on.
You're gonna take some bacon fat, and you're going to slice up the alligator pears, pan fry them, okay, so that they're really crisp, you know, do them real fast, lay them out on a plate, and then what you're going to do, in that same pan, you're going to lightly toast the coconut and put that aside, all right? And then you'll take the kielbasa, you'll lift it out of the marinade, pat it dry, and brown it on both sides, because kielbasa is usually already cooked anyway. And you're going to lay that crisscross over the alligator pear, and you're going to sprinkle the toasted coconut on it. And it's going to be called the Scranton fry.
The Scranton fry. Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Hold on. Can I ask a question? When you say you lay out the long, browned, marinated, sweetened bits of kielbasa, does it spell anything like SOS?
No, but you could play you could play tic-tac-toe.
Yes, I see. So you're making sort of like a, so it's an attractive pattern.
You've got it. Yeah. Because, you know, chefs today are setting up these plates that have height. Well, you'll pile the coconut and you'll get, you know, sort of that mountainous sort of look. Look, this is a hopeless case. Help me.
I was about to say, this is a desperation three-pointer and the buzzer. I have to applaud.
So, Tim, honest, you don't have to be too honest.
I can be completely honest.
Yeah. Would you ever make this?
I don't think I would make anything with maple syrup.
I have been sabotaged. I mean, before we even started, I was sabotaged.
Now, let me say that I will try anything once. I'm a foodie, and I love to eat. In fact, we plan our vacations around where we're going to eat.
Okay, okay.
So I would definitely try it.
All right, but now the final judgment belongs to
well,
Peter.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I'm torn here, because on the one hand, if somebody came up to me with those ingredients, as Tim just described, right. My only reaction would be to slowly back out of the room. I mean, I think that you need points just for, like, rising to this challenge. But sliced kielbasa marinated in maple syrup. And what else did you marinate it with? You marinated
beer.
It with the... Well, the beer's good. And coconut? It sounds...
This is where I think I'd better quit while I'm ahead and admit
I think clearly you left out the sixth ingredient, which is, of course, reservations. I think I would not eat that without a gun to my head. You lose.
All right.
But okay. It was a noble effort.
Now I have a question.
Sure, Tim.
It appears that I've won. Do I get Carl Castle's voice on my home answering machine?
Only if you make him that dish.
I'll
hey,
do that.
Hey, Tim, thanks for playing Stump the Cook.
Well, thank you very much.
And Peter, thank you, sir, for playing Stump the Cook. And tell Carl I say hello.
I will send everybody your best and advise them to eat elsewhere.
Peter Sagal hosts NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You too can play Stump the Cook. Get to us with your five ingredients, and if the stars align properly, one of our cunning producers may call you to play on the air. Well, you know, I can't leave Tim with that bomb of a recipe. I really can't. There's a recipe on the website. It's by John Martin Taylor. It's a specialty of the St. Helena's Island on the South Carolina coast. It's called Frogmore Stew. Now, you can use your kielbasa actually in the stew, drink the beer with the stew, and drizzle that blessed maple syrup over hot cornbread. It's all on the website, splendidtable.org.